On Monday, the United Nations launched its first major review of small arms controls in over 5 years. The Holy See's permanent observer to the UN, Archbishop Celestine Migliore, says the international community should begin a serious reflection on the possibility of negotiating a legally binding instrument on arms trade, based on both human rights and humanitarian law. Over 1 million people have been killed by small arms since the last time the UN discussed the issues in 2001. Experts pointed out that arms sales have undermined peacekeeping efforts in Sierra Leone, while in Haiti, armed violence in the capital Port-au-Prince has increased uncertainty that credible and peaceful elections can be held in coming months. The director of the International Action Network on Small Arms, Rebecca Peters, says the problem is that there's a lot of talk and very little action.
What we expect to get out of this meeting, if all goes well, is a commitment from UN member states to really discuss the range of topics that need to be covered if we are going to stop the flood of guns that is killing hundreds of thousands of people per year.
Archbishop Migliore says that supply is not the only problem. The United Nations must do something about the demand for small arms by promoting a real culture of peace and life among all members of civil society. I'm Emer McCarthy.